The White House wants a win. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and Senate Democrats are poised to deliver later today when a final vote is taken on an economic package dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act.
Now, Democrats can only pass the bill with all 50 of their members on board. Vice President Harris cast a tie-breaking vote to get onto the bill last night. She'll need to break the tie and come back to the Capitol to pass the bill later today.
Fox's Chad Pergram, Republicans are united in their opposition.
This bill provides no pathway to reduce our current inflation. It will, however, put pressure on the economy, raise taxes on just about everyone.
Senator Marsha Blackburn. A second round of isolation is over for President Biden. He emerged from the White House this morning after a rebound infection of COVID-19. He plans to spend the day in Delaware with the First Lady. Yesterday, after the president tested negative, his doctor said he wanted a second negative test before lifting isolation measures. Today, the president tested negative again. Tomorrow, the president is expected to travel to Kentucky, where catastrophic flooding last week killed more than 36 people.
Parts of the region got as much as 10 inches of rain over 48 hours, and some residents are worried the situation may get worse as thunderstorms are in the forecast for the region well into this week.
Fox's Jill Nato. Many people left homeless or taking refuge at a pair of state parks. A multi-state search has ended with the capture of a suspected killer. Stephen Marlowe was accused of shooting four people on Friday near Dayton, Ohio. Police say he fled and was apprehended in Kansas last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A bill signing is on President Biden's agenda this week. The legislation is aimed at bolstering U.S. competition with China.
The bipartisan bill, dubbed the Chips and Science Act, will invest billions of dollars in research and U.S. production of semiconductors and aims to alleviate the chip shortage that has affected everything from cars and weapons to washing machines and video games. The president is set to sign it on Tuesday. The bill also includes an investment tax credit for chip plans estimated to be worth $24 billion. It authorizes $200 billion over 10 years to boost U.S. scientific research to better compete with China. Congress would still need to pass separate appropriations legislation to fund those investments. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Conservatives who attended a political conference in Texas have made it abundantly clear who they want to run for president in 2024. According to a CPAC straw poll, 69% of attendees want former President Trump on the ballot. He was the final speaker last night at the gathering in Dallas.
Our country is being destroyed more from the inside than out. America is on the edge of an abyss, and our movement is the only force on earth that can save it.
During an interview with Fox News Digital, the former president said he'll make an announcement in the not-too-distant future about the next presidential race. Another chapter in the battle between Elon Musk and the CEO of Twitter, the billionaire is challenging the head of the social media platform to a public debate. Musk had agreed to buy Twitter for $44 billion, but the deal blew up after Musk accused the company of intentionally miscounting its number of spam accounts. Twitter then sued Musk, and he countersued. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.